at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm going to kick off my coverage here in Denver with Chase Adams with NCBA. And Chase, we're about to kick off this meeting where we've got cattle producers and others involved in the industry here from NCBA, from Beef Board, American National Cattle Women. Let's just first give us a little preview of what it is going to take place here this next couple days.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. I tell you what, we have a great convention here. We've got over 650 cattlemen and women that are registered that are going to be coming here to the Mile High City for this event. The American National Cattle Women have already been about 2 days into their meetings at this point, so a great turnout for them. As you say, today we start off with our opening general session. We're going to have Representative Gardner from Colorado. He's going to give a little bit of an update on some of the things that are going on out in Washington, D.C. As you know, our Washington, D.C. team is going to be making the rounds as well, talking about the priorities for cattlemen and women that we're working on out there in the capital city. We also have, this is a great milestone for the Federation of Beef Councils, which, of course, the Federation, the states that make up the Federation, predate the beef checkoff. This is the 50th anniversary for the Federation, so Emeritus John Houston is going to be here. I know that's a name that a lot of folks who have been around ag for a while and around the cattle industry for a while certainly know. So we've got a lot of things on tap for this meeting.
Well, this one, unlike the winter convention, is much more, I want to say, business-like, but it's that grassroots committees getting together for all of these organizations.
You know, you're absolutely right. We get a lot of work done at both of our conventions, for sure. Annual convention, which takes place in February, we always put our nose to the grindstone. But this is a meeting where really it's all about the grassroots policy and the formation of that grassroots policy that then our team in Washington, D.C. can carry out to the Hill and make sure that the priorities that our members set get taken care of. And those priorities, you know, as you know, they range on everything from country of origin labeling to the renewable fuel standard and everything in between. So this is an important meeting for really, literally setting the direction that this organization is going to take in 2014.
Well, it seems like this year we are going into this without any big, I won't say burning issues. I mean, everybody would like to have a farm bill, for example, and things like that. But that's all been in the works for a while.
You know, I feel really good about where we sit as an industry right now. We certainly, we have our challenges, and we always will, but the priorities that NCBA set for 2013 are coming together. We're the closest that we've been on this farm bill. We're hoping that it's going to be pushed over the edge. I think we're all, you know, I think every one of us in agriculture is doing what we can, from commodity groups to associations, doing what we can to try to push that farm bill to the next step. We need the House to name the conferees, but we're the closest we've been, so I think we're going to, I think that that we've got a good chance on that. So we've certainly got, you know, those types of things to talk about, but like you say, there's nothing this year that's really divisive.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, because we've certainly had that in the past. Well, I appreciate Chase being able to catch up with you here early on as we kick off into the business that's going to take place over the next couple days. So here from Denver, Colorado, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.